if you trace Darwin's writing very, you know, carefully over these 5 or 6 years, to the point where he launches into evolution, and even, you know, over through the rest of his career, there's a kind of ebb and flow between the science, the emotion, the impact of nature, and religious consequences of his ideas. These go back and forth. Even from the very beginning, we can see this. And you know, it's interesting. One of the other things besides Humboldt that he's reading on the Beagle is John Milton, Paradise Lost. That is one of his favorite things. There is a passage here that reflects Darwin standing on the bridge of the Beagle at night and looking out at sea. And the sea is phosphorescent. And what does it remind him of? It reminds him of his reading, which is Milton. And in Paradise Lost, when Satan is cast out of heaven, the fallen angel, he lands, or he's cast down onto what Milton calls the fiery lake. And Darwin immediately sees this phosphorescent sea as the fiery lake. A lot of Darwin's language in the Beagle, a lot of sort of key places can be traced to the cadences and the terminology of Milton. Even the most famous passage of The Origin of Species, The Entangled Bank, draws some places from Milton. You know, one could argue that Milton can be heard in there, because he talks about entanglement as a kind of evil and banks as being quiet and serene. And when Darwin is talking about the entangled bank at the end of this voyage of his own to publish The Origin of Species, it is a balance of the fire, the struggle under the bright face of nature, of the sublime being powerful and entangling, and even based on evil and death and destruction and competition, producing, you know, glories of nature, all the diversity, the whole tree, as it were.